I'm Marco Werman. This is The World. Earlier this summer, we reported on the Mediterranean bluefin tuna fishery. The prize fish, which is part of the larger Atlantic bluefin population, has been over-harvested for years, and the fishery is in deep trouble. Well, this week brought a ray of hope for the Atlantic bluefin. Leaders of the European Union threw their weight behind a movement to ban all trade in the fish. The World's Jerry Haddon reports.
Recent scientific studies have convinced European Union leaders to back a ban on the bluefin trade. Other efforts to regulate the fishery have largely failed. EU researchers and others say it could collapse within 3 years if drastic action isn't taken. Monaco first proposed the global ban on bluefin trade earlier this year. This week, the European Commission officially got behind it. The Commission's Barbara Helfferich made the announcement in Brussels.
The Commission recommends a provisional European Union support for Monaco's proposal to list Atlantic fin tuna. The European Commission shares many of the concerns about the state of stocks of Atlantic bluefin tuna.
The ban wouldn't prohibit fishing for bluefin directly. Instead, it would outlaw buying or selling the fish. Supporters say that makes more sense because the end result is the same. If you can't sell bluefin, you'll stop catching them. And, says Aaron McLaughlin of the World Wildlife Fund, policing the seas has simply proven too difficult and costly.
The EU is spending on or around for the last 2 years 10 million euros with satellites in the sky, armed surveillance on every port. You know, they're spending tens of millions to try and enforce the rule of law in this fishery.
McLaughlin says Europe should be applauded for rallying to the fish's defense, but he says unless the majority of the signatories to the Global Endangered Species Treaty follow suit, the bluefin is doomed. That's because it isn't just the Europeans fishing for it. Other Mediterranean countries, such as Libya, have big fleets too, and McLaughlin says Europe has long complained that Libya doesn't respect catch limits.
So how are you meant to manage it? You know, whatever the Europeans did, it wouldn't really matter. Because you've got half the fishery being controlled by, you know, Colonel Gaddafi's son. So, you know, the rational thing is to, you know, ban the trade.
Similar bans have worked before, helping to save swordfish and sturgeon stocks from collapse, according to the website of the Convention on International Trade in Endangered Species. A bluefin ban would be at least a short-term blow to fishermen around the Mediterranean, but hardest hit would be faraway Japan. Japan imports 90% of the world's bluefin for use in sushi and other dishes. The Japanese company Mitsubishi controls the market. Mitsubishi officials would not agree to an interview, but they did release a statement saying the company supports reduced catch limits or even a moratorium if the current research calls for such measures. Mitsubishi has been preparing for such a scenario for a while. It's already deep frozen thousands of tons of bluefin should the market for fresh tuna suddenly disappear. The 175 members of the Convention on Endangered Species will vote on the bluefin ban in March. It needs a simple majority to pass. For The World, I'm Jerry Haddon in Barcelona.